Maybe I shouldn't go, Elena said, gawking at the clothes splayed out across her bed. She still hadn't decided what to pack, and she was leaving for Spain the next morning.
Oh no, don't you dare chicken out now,
her best friend Claire said, plunking down on the only corner of the bed not covered in tank tops and skirts.
You're going to have a blast. At least one of us should have a good time this fall.
I still can't believe you're not coming.
And all because of a C in history, Claire groaned. How can I not qualify for the program? It's so embarrassing.
Stop beating yourself up about it. You'll have other chances to go to Europe. Elena began rooting in the closet for her pink flip-flops. Besides, you're not the one who's going to miss homecoming and all the good summer gossip. She lobbed the flip-flops at the bed. One of them made it, but the other landed on her desk.
I guess, Claire sulked. I was really excited about the play production class. Your sister's friend said the teacher devotes entire classes to real method acting techniques.
Claire, you've been in every school and community play for the last 3 years. Besides, you'll learn all those things in college.
Which is like a million years from now.
She threw her hands in the air.
Oh, don't listen to me. I'm just jealous that you're taking my ideal class without me. Acting, playwriting, and directing all in one class. It's perfect.
She shook her head slowly.
You could never get all that here.
Elena wrapped an arm around her friend. Someday, when you're a famous actress and I'm a Tony-winning playwright, we'll laugh about all of this, okay? Elena waved at the mess on her bed. Will you help me with this? She asked as a way of distracting Claire. You're better at putting outfits together than me. Claire started picking through the pile, embracing her new role as fashion consultant.
Definitely bring this. I've heard they wear a ton of black in Europe, she said, handing Elena a black tank top.
As Elena tossed the shirt into her suitcase and tried to think of more ways to distract Claire, her sister Gwen walked into their shared bedroom.
How's it going? Gwen asked.
She was wearing running shorts and a sweat-ringed t-shirt. Although her face was flushed and free of makeup, she still managed to look gorgeous as always.
It's going okay, Elena answered. Want me to help you organize?
Gwen leaned over Elena's shoulder and peered down at the heap of clothes. That'd probably be a good idea. Gwen cleared out the pile inside the suitcase and began rolling shirts into tight tubes and lining the bottom of the suitcase with them.
What are you doing? Claire asked, motioning toward one of the rolled shirts. You can pack more this way, Gwen explained.
Elena and Claire took over rolling clothes after Gwen had demonstrated with a few t-shirts.
So, how do you feel about all this, Lainey?
Gwen parked on the edge of her bed and began loosening the laces of her running shoes.
Nervous, Elena said.
Nervous and excited, though?
Yeah, but mostly nervous.
Gwen slipped her shoes off, kicking them toward her closet.
Well, I think it's really cool that you're following through with this.
Yeah, it is sort of unlike me, isn't it? Elena said.
I'm being serious, Gwen said.
It's just that you have all these great ideas, and, like, remember the time you were going to run for class secretary, and you made half the posters, and then just dropped the whole thing because you were sure you couldn't beat Claudia Kaufman?
I know, I'm not great at follow-through.
I'm just saying I think this trip is going to be amazing.
Elena hadn't realized how much she valued Gwen's approval until she'd actually heard the words.
Melanie met these two girls last year in Spain who were also in the SASS program, Gwen continued, and they're like two of her best friends now. You're going to meet so many cool people.
Gwen's friend Melanie was the one who had introduced Elena and Claire to the whole idea of the SAS program in San Sebastian. I hope so, Elena said as she rolled a shirt. The roll wasn't nearly as small and perfect as Gwen's had been. They were interrupted by the sharp smack of the front door slamming shut, followed by a clatter in the hallway. Elena recognized the sounds of her 14-year-old brother, Caleb, dumping his football equipment next to the door. Caleb's heavy footsteps thumped across the foyer. Elena's mom's voice boomed from the kitchen.
Caleb, you are not allowed into the living room until you take off your dirty cleats. And don't leave them in the hall. Someone will trip over them and break their neck.